coach. First of all, that first period, a great first period for you guys. 15-4, you outshoot them. They score first, just like yesterday. But again, Haley Mack, what a great play. And that came, again, from your own zone, from Tina Campa, Paige Beebe. It was a good first period. Obviously, things changed there in the second. What was the difference between the first and the second period for you guys?
I don't think things changed, a whole lot. I mean, just looking at the entire game, Kelly, there's not – can't really fall into a whole lot of fault in the way we played. Shots, attempts, face-offs, they're all in our favor. But, you know, hockey's a funny game sometimes. Credit Duluth, they made some plays. Obviously, they got a little puck luck. They get a power play goal that goes off a stick. You know, they get a goal later in the third period that goes off a stick, you know, from way out. So in the meantime, you know, we just couldn't get anything else by their goalie. So what the heck, let's play an eighth time.
sounds like a great plan. Coach, a tough break for Kerrigan Dowie, making 15 saves, giving up 4 goals. What did you tell her after the game? Or
I don't say a whole lot. I mean, that's like I said, 2 of those goals were deflections. The power play goal, obviously she didn't even see it, but it went off Berge's stick.
Oof.
And then the same with the fourth goal. It's a shot from the point that went off Mazarov's stick and deflects in. So, you know, the third goal is a breakaway. We turned the puck over, top of the circle in the offensive zone. And, you know, one of the things we've been preaching is puck management. And they spring a breakaway on it, and that, you know, now from, it goes from 2-1 to 3-1, and it's that's tough because I thought we actually were really in control of the game, and then they got the power play goal to make it 2-1, and it's frustrating because you're looking up and the shots are almost 2-1 in our favor, and you're down. But you know what, that's hockey. But again, I like their battle level, our compete level. Like I told them right now, there's not a whole lot of things they can find fault with. We just gotta. You gotta be tenacious. You know, from here on out, it's the finality of playoff hockey. You lose, the season's over. So,
and that's exactly what it's going to take, is to come out tomorrow with some tenacity. Obviously, whoever comes out with that is going to be the winner of tomorrow's game. But 17 block shots, again, your team coming up so big in front of Kerrigan Dowie, not just your defensemen, but some of your forwards also getting in there. And that just shows how driven this Beaver hockey team is, doesn't it?
Well, it's just all part of it. I mean, it's you got to get in shooting lanes. There's unfortunately, the fourth goal, we weren't able to get anybody on in the shooting lane, and it's just little things like that. We just gotta keep working hard. And again, I know this group will be ready to go tomorrow.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you
bet,
tomorrow.
Kelly. Okay,
thanks.
Bye.